It's Marketplace Tech for October 30th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, Microsoft opened up a new store on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. The company also started selling new devices like the Surface Pro 4 tablet and the Surface Book laptop. Apple's known for steep price tags, but Microsoft's new gadgets are not cheap. $900, $2,700, the list goes on. Panos Panay, VP of Devices at Microsoft, designed the Surface and is here to talk about the latest version. Panos, who is your customer?
The devices we're making are premium devices, and we're pretty focused. So we go after people who are creators that want to create and professionals that are looking for something premium and that they can both use at work or at home. Maybe they think it's sexy. Maybe they think it's something that they want to show off. That's good. Like I get pumped about it. But there's also this need to make sure we're helping people be more productive. And that's what we focus on.
You're a hardware designer in a world that is largely at this point about software, or feels that way sometimes, right?
I never felt that way, but yeah, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
And Microsoft is a company that I think, even still, part of the challenge of the company is a lot of people think about Microsoft, I think, as a software company. What's your challenge in that part of it?
Here's what I'd say. I think Microsoft's a product company now. And I know it's a funny, simple word, but it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
These are products. This is what people use. And I don't think the world is in a place where it's about software or hardware anymore. I think we probably draw too much of a line there, and that line has to go away.
You keep saying premium device,
yeah,
and I know part of that is to make sure that people covet it, but you're talking about how expensive it is and also how powerful it is.
It's not about just expense and power. Sure, you can look at the price and determine if it's expensive or not expensive, but I'll tell you it's not about that. It's about how well the device works for what you're purchasing. And this is about somebody walking in and going, I want something high-end. I want something where there has been no compromises and I don't have to worry about the fit and finish because it should be perfect. And it's in our DNA, and that's what we try and drive.
Panos Panay is Corporate VP of Microsoft Devices. Panos, thank you.
Thank you, man.
While we're talking devices, the fourth generation Apple TV set-top box is out in the world, and early reviews are pretty good. Notable that the company is using Siri in its new touchpad remote. The $149 gadget is also boosted with a new app store. Original content from Apple, though. Software and services head Eddie Q hasn't said anything official yet. It's Silicon Tally time. This week, my guest is Chris Sacca, Twitter investor, founder of the VC firm Lowercase Capital, and sometimes deal-wielding hammerhead on the ABC show Shark Tank. Chris, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Let's do this.
$2 billion.
Is that how much money Trump has committed to spend on his own campaign this election season?
Now, the answer I'm looking for is how much IBM is paying for the Weather Channel's digital assets. Not the TV channel itself, but the digital stuff. What do you think about that?
I mean, it makes sense. Weather is perennially one of the biggest drivers of traffic on the internet. I worked at Google for a long time, and we didn't build weather into our products because we all lived in Mountain View, where it is perfectly sunny and 72 degrees every day. But the rest of the country's life is dominated by weather. So for daily attention from users, I can imagine ponying up $2 billion for that.
All right, what do you got for me?
141 characters.
Something to do with emoji?
No, so what would you do if Twitter actually expanded the 140 character limit? What would you do with one extra character, 10 extra characters, 100 extra characters?
Oh, man, I want to say the emoji where I'm painting my fingernail. What would you devote it to?
My favorite new emoji is the floating man. Look for it. It just came out.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
$23,000 a month.
Oh, I know what that is.
Hit me.
That is the rent that Snapchat is paying for the party pad on Venice Beach that they just rented.
Well played, sir. How much have you been to the party pad?
No, I haven't. The Snapchat guys know how to roll in style. You don't have to look any further than Evan Spiegel's fashion photo shoot with Vogue Italia a couple weeks ago to know that those guys are ballers.
All right, what do you got for me?
66 million.
66 million people bought the iPhone 6S.
No, 66 million Americans use Twitter every month. That's more than watch the NBA Finals, the MLB World Series, and the NHL Stanley Cup combined.
I am shocked, shocked that a man who is invested in Twitter has brought two Twitter numbers to Silicon Valley. Look, I see what you're doing.
As I said once, I bleed aqua.
Chris Sacca, he is a venture capitalist who founded the company Lowercase Capital. He is also an investor in Twitter and many other places, and you can watch him on Shark Tank. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you. Awesome talking to you.
Before we leave our big earnings week, here's a company worth keeping an eye on, perhaps. Electronic Arts. The video game publisher has had its missteps. We could talk about The Sims release that forced people to be online. But since getting new CEO Andrew Wilson in 2013, the company's revenue has risen. It helps to have big sports titles like FIFA and Madden. Also, when you give gamers a chance to pay for early releases and in-game features, one thing that might help it in the next profit report, a little game some people might have on their Christmas list this year, Star Wars Battlefront. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.